because I was the final three my season back in the day. And like, and you know, my lead was madly in love with the other two, and I had no idea.
I thought it was great that Katie told Blake about everything that happened in the hot tub during that like day portion of their date, because I think one of their biggest obstacles, obviously, for the immediate future will be watching this back. The narrative, you know, did she settle for Greg? This is stuff people are going to talk about, whether, you know, it's good or bad or ugly. People are going to have opinions. That's what this show does. It sparks conversation. And I think her getting ahead of it, bringing up Michael A and Greg. And I thought Blake, I mean, I don't know if they just didn't show his reaction, because they really just made it seem like he kissed her. But then in his confessional, he was kind of spiraling. So I thought that was an interesting reaction to that. But I'm glad she told him.
You know what? Blake is a little long-winded in his answers. So I 100% think the producers cut that. They were like, oh, you know, he has a 7-minute answer. We have about 15 seconds to fill. So he's just going to kiss her today.
Yeah.
What? I am so happy Katie got that off of her chest, because otherwise it would feel like a secret and she wouldn't feel like she could move forward. And so I think that's why their proposal was possible, because she was completely honest the entire time. And that's why I do love Katie so much.
Yeah, I agree. I think she, like, I will say, she took her role as the Bachelorette, and again, this is not good or bad, just very seriously.
She did.
I think she was having to have the foresight that this is going to play back, because why would she, that's a hard thing to bring up, like, and she was pretty candid about it. She was like, yeah, like, I wanted to quit. And like, if she didn't say that, and then he watched her on the bathroom floor, like, imagine how awkward that would have been.
Right, he would have questioned everything that happened after that, but she was really honest, and because she got that off her chest, she could like feel like she could trust him with her vulnerabilities, her insecurities. And he's like, I accept you. I accept you for wanting to leave. I accept you and appreciate you for staying. And that is a real man.
Yeah, that's so true. He handles, he's got that thing that certain Bachelor contestants have and certain don't, where they can compartmentalize and they can trust their connection. And again, I'm not saying it's good or bad, because I don't know how the hell I would react in that situation. Like, how do you don't know until you're there, right? And how your feelings for this person, if they're real or not.
You're right. And I think maybe compartmentalizing is probably the number one thing you need to go into being a castmate on the show. And so, yeah, I give Blake a lot of credit. And I don't, what does he do for work? But he goes to Africa for months at a time.
Like wildlife conservation or something.
Oh, that's amazing. But at the same time, I'm sure you have to compartmentalize the life there from your life in the States, because it's probably completely different, you know? Otherwise, you wouldn't be able to do your job. You wouldn't be able to focus. So, and if you're gone at months at a time. So I think he's kind of used to this being out of your element lifestyle.
Very good point. We go to the fantasy suites. He has a very long-winded way to get to, I love you. I effing love you, to which she says, I effing love you too. Which that moment made me think, wow, these two really are compatible, because they had similar reactions to like the way they speak and their mannerisms. And I also thought it was interesting that one, she said, I love you, because of the whole debate of the week before, but also when Blake was talking and his long-winded like speech, she was nodding her head. She was saying, yeah, I feel like she was trying so hard to be present in that moment, because she was trying, she had PTSD from the Greg situation.
I completely agree with that. I feel like she, yeah, almost is taking that into this conversation. Like, oh my God, he said, I love you. I know what not to do, because it's trial and error. And it went really well, because she spoke her mind and she said, I love you. She didn't hold back. All of those things that we were hoping for earlier, maybe she didn't love Greg, and so that's why she couldn't say it. Who knows? But at the same time, when you don't hold back, this is the reaction you get. You get a genuine relationship.
Yeah, I mean, it's in the pessimist in me, of course, is gonna say, you know, did part of her say it back because she's scared he was gonna leave? Like, I possibly, but either way, or was it Blake the whole time? You know, that's a huge thing. Like last week when everyone was watching the Greg breakup, everyone was like, just say it, just say it. Like Greg's the clear front runner, and she was saying things like, you're my number one, you're this, you're that. But now watching this, I am more inclined to think she really was split down the middle between the two of them, but was scared to commit to Blake in the moment, maybe.
Yeah.
Because she said it back so quickly to him here, or maybe because Greg was already gone. We'll never know. It's hard not to think, you know, oh, now she's going to say it. Like, you know, just throwing that out there.
I know. I mean, I feel you. Yeah.
But they have a great night together. Their fantasy sweeten up. And then she, of course, does the right thing. She's got to send Justin home. I mean, Poor Justin.
I know, poor Justin. Oh my gosh. I feel like everyone forgot he was still there and she still had to break up with him. And you know what? That's one thing that I give Katie so much credit for. It's so hard to break up with people. She had to break up with 30 people and it doesn't feel good to hurt people's feelings. And so she really is an empath and takes that on seriously. And she did a great job and he was so mature in his exit. So I just want him to find love too.
Yeah, I think so too. I thought it was actually so interesting because I mean, he was so fun. He was like the comic relief of the season, right?
Not
only in his facial expressions, but also for like social media, because everyone was joking like, oh, Justin, like he's still here. Like kind of became the butt of the joke, which was kind of sad. But at the same time, he was really shocked. He said he was blindsided when he got sent home. He went into that date thinking, you know, oh, everyone's gone. I have a shot. When as the audience, and I know we didn't see certain things, which they kind of said they had unseen moments, but as the audience, we were like, what is this guy talking about? And then even like, she was emotional on stage with her. Like I was like, oh, I really like justice for Justin.
I know. I mean, I'll empathize like a lot actually, because I was the final three my season back in the day. And like, and you know, my lead was madly in love with the other two and I had no idea, you know? And that's the thing is Justin, which is good, compartmentalized and just focused on his own relationship. And so I give him so much credit for putting his whole heart out there, for being invested and for blocking all of the noise out. And I think you saw his real genuine feelings at the reunion, at the finale. So I'm happy and yeah, justice for Justin.